beautiful Svurna. On this, Rashi, as you know, quotes already, and the Rambam also quotes it, that the Rabbi Lishon showed Moshe Rabbeinu exactly how much of the moon has to come out in order to be able to be Mekadesh Bechod, Kozer Ha'i Vekadesh. So listen to what the Svurna says, a very brief Svurna. Mekan ve'iloch yu ha'chadoshim shulechem. See, he interprets, from now on, the months belong to you. La'asais behem b'kirtzoinchem. You may do with them as you wish. Rishonu lechem lechot ha'ashonu, ki bo hischil metziuschem ha'bchiri. From Nisan and on, your independent existence has started. So now he learns that the Pashta Pshat in the Pasuk is as independence. It means from now on, time belongs to you. You can do with time whatever you like. Until now, you were Meshubet to Mitzrayim, and from now on, it's a nice Svurnut. You can use it by all kinds of occasions. You could use it by a chasana. Anyway, you'll figure out by yourself. I don't have to tell you everything. I'm not allowed to tell everything from the cheder anyway. So just know this one. Now, I'll just summarize for you what the chinuch is. It's a rather long chinuch, but it's very easy to understand. The chinuch already, if you can take the Rambam and Sefer HaMitzvahs and Mitzvah Kufnun Gimel, he elaborates a lot on this, and the Rambam has 19 Chokim, Hilchos Kiddush HaChodesh and Yad Chazakim. So obviously it's a big sugya. Anyway, first of all, the chinuch follows the Rambam, the mitzvah of Kiddush HaChodesh, which comes from HaKoyes Olechem Rosh Chodoshim, is also together with the mitzvah of Ibur Hashanah. It comes from the Rambam counts them as one mitzvah. Except how do we know about Kiddush, about Ibur Hashanah? It says v'shamartu sachuk azos lamayado shomor es chodesh oved, because the whole purpose of Ibur Hashanah is to see to it that Pesach falls out in chodesh oved. So anyway, according to the Rambam, and the Chinuch quotes that the Ramban in Sefer HaMitzvahs argues on the Rambam, and he counts them as two separate mitzvahs: the mitzvah of Kiddush HaChodesh and the mitzvah of Ibur Hashanah, and they are different halachas to both of them. So why this is so? So the Chinuch just tells you to look up the Sefer HaMitzvahs and all the rayas that there are for each one. It's a sugi by itself, which I'm not going to take up, but at least you should know this yediyah. Now, the Rambam right away tells, the Chinuch right away tells you that, he always tells you the Shirosh HaMitzvah. So here, the Shirosh HaMitzvah, besides that you mekadesh the chodesh, it is also to know when the Yom Tovim fall out. We have to make sure that the Yom Tovim fall out the way it's supposed to be. And that's the main purpose of it. Also, the Chinuch quotes that the Kiddush HaChodesh can only be in Eretz Yisrael, not in Chutzul Oretz. And it must be done by those that have the smicha, not today's smicha, but the ancient smicha that was given. And otherwise not. The only thing is the chinuch quotes the Gemara in Brochus that says the Gemara in Brochus, at the end of Brochus, the Gemara tells you that if the Gedolei Hador, also Rashi quotes it in Parshas Boy, it must be actually the mitzvah to be mekadesh the chodesh was given to the Sanhedrin, or three musmachim from the Sanhedrin, and the nasi from the Sanhedrin has to be present b'shas meiser. Just to say, I have to find where it quotes the Gemara in Brochus. Oh yeah, here the Chinuch quotes the Gemara. V'chol mishu chochan gadol b'Yisrael v'nismach be'eretz Yisrael. יש לו רשות לעשות את מצווה זו אפילו בחוץ לארץ. But sometimes someone who was a great chacham and finds himself in chutz la'aretz may also, if what, v'hu shelo hiniach k'moshe ba'aretz. If there's no one greater than him in Eretz Yisrael, then he may make kiddush hachodesh in chutz la'aretz. But he has to have smicha from Eretz Yisrael. And he calls the Gemara in Brachos, she'osu kein Hananya ben Achi Rabbi Yeshua v'Akiva ben Yosef shoy ben Yinze. They did it. They were not in Eretz Yisrael at the time, but there was no greater Talmud Chacham than Hananya ben Achi Rabbi Yeshua and Rabbi Akiva. So mainly they were mekadesh the chodesh in Chutzul Oretz. But that has to meet this condition. Number one, they have to have smicha from Eretz Yisrael, because smicha can only be given in Eretz Yisrael, and there's no one greater or equal to them in Eretz Yisrael. It's like, for instance, we had it now at times. Let's say Rav Moshe Feinstein was acknowledged by everyone that he was the biggest Pesach, that he was the Pesach Hadol, but he lived in Chutzul Oretz. For instance, I don't know if you're aware of it, Rav Shlomo Zalman and today Rav Eliashiv both were mebattled themselves to Rav Moshe. These were the two biggest poskim in Eretz. I mean, Rav Eliashiv, he should live long, is today acknowledged as the biggest poskim. So both of them were mebattled themselves completely to Rav Moshe Feinstein. So it means in such a case, if we had the power to make Kiddush HaChodesh today, so Rav Moshe would be the person to do it. Okay, this, and then, just a second, I just have to tell you some, one or two more ideas, and then I'll get involved in the chinuch. It's a long chinuch which you should go over by yourself. I only told you the most important dinim that you have to know. Just a second. Alright, that's good enough. Now, let me, the Minchas Chinuch makes a very beautiful diyuk in the Rambam, in Hilchos Kiddush HaChodesh. So let me read you the Rambam Hilchos Kiddush HaChodesh in Perek Aleph of Kiddush HaChodesh Halacha Ches. But the Rambam puts down the din of Eretz Yisrael. Where is this? Please bear with me. Perek Aleph of Halacha Ches. I'm not used to this. Ein mechash. Now listen to what the Rambam says. In Halacha Zayin, the Rambam puts down the din. Mitzvah Sasei Min HaTorah Al Bezdin Sheyichashvu. They should make a cheshbon. Now, before they make Kiddush HaChodesh, Bezdin has to figure out if according to the way the moon and the sun turn, that according to the Cheshbon, when will you see the new moon? And also they have to be Doyresh from Edom, if they saw it, and they send out Shlichim. So then the Rambam says, Ein mechashvin vekoyvin chadoshim umeabrim shonim ele beesro. In other words, so notice what the Rambam right away says. The cheshbon and the kviyas ha-chodesh and the ibur ha-shona is only in Eretz Yisrael. Shnama ki mitzion teitz ha-soy, but ba ha-shem yirushmaim. That's a Gemara in Sanhedrin and Daf Yud Aleph, and the Gemara also has another pasuk. I'll come to it. Im hoye odam godol v'chochme v'nismach b'Eretz Yisrael v'yotzo l'chutzu l'oretz. He doesn't leave anyone like him. Hareze mechashev. So again, notice the Rambam says Hareze mechashev ekoyvei chadoshim umeaber shonim b'chutz l'oretz. So notice the Rambam puts together to make the cheshbon and the kfiyas ha-chodesh twice. V'im noida lo shenase b'Eretz Yisrael odam godol kamoisoi. So then the Rambam says, then is also loy likvoya. As if someone who is as great as he in Eretz Yisrael, then he should not, as he must be, the one in Chutzul Oretz must be greater than anyone in Eretz Yisrael. If no one, then it's also the kvoya lava b'chutzalovitz. The ova, the kova, the ibe loyos luklam. Not only this, if this gadol does it in chutzalovitz, even though there is someone greater than him in Eretz Yisrael, so what he did is loyosu b'loyklam. So the Minchas Chinuch notes two chidushim in this Rambam. Number one, the Rambam says not only the Kfiyas HaChodesh requires Eretz Yisrael, but even to make the Cheshbon, if this is the proper time when the new moon should have come out. That also has to be done in Eretz Yisrael. That's one thing. The second thing is this. The Minchas Chinuch makes a real beautiful deal. Notice, in the beginning the Rambam says, Ein Nechashvin V'Koyvim Chadoshim V'Ma'adron Shonim. So, Chishuv, and he repeats it again. Harezeh Mechashev V'Koyveya Chadoshim V'Ma'adron Shonim. Then when he says at the end, Vim Ova V'Kapa V'Iber L'Yosu L'Klum. So here he does not mention the Cheshbon. He only mentions that he was, if the one in Chutzulaz was Koyveya the Chodesh, and all he made, Ibushana, in Chutzulaz L'Yosu L'Klum. So the Menchas Chinuch noticed, here the Rambam does not say, and he made a cheshbon on Chutzulavitz. So he says, there's much more from this, that there's a chilek between the cheshbon and the other two. The other two are mi'akev, completely. But the cheshbon is only lekatchila. Lekatchila, you're supposed to make the cheshbon only in Eretz Yisrael. But by the Eved, if you make the cheshbon in Chutzulavitz, and then the Kfiyas HaChodesh, or the Yibur HaShonah was made in Eretz Yisrael, so that's okay. Because and that's why the Rambam only says Vim Ova Vekova Veibel Loyosu Klum. So it's a very beautiful diuk. By the Loyosu, by the Eved, the Rambam only mentions Kfiyas HaChodesh Nibur HaShonah, but he does not mention anything about Mechashvin. And the Rambam in the same halacha mentioned Mechashvin twice. So it's a gewaldig gevaid for this. Except the Menachas Chinuch says in our Gemara at this din, that the Rambam has, that the Cheshbon also has to be done in Eretz Yisrael. He says there's no Gemara for it. But anyway, the Achoinim already says in Yerushalmi and Sanhedrin, where that this thing is mentioned, that not only the Kfiyas HaChodesh or the Yibur HaShonah, but even the Cheshbon must be done in Eretz Yisrael. Okay, now, the Minchas Chinuch here raises a bombshell of a kasha. But first, he discusses the following din. Right in the beginning, he discusses what is the din if the Chachamim in Eretz Yisrael, they are the biggest Chachamim. But al pi oynes, they cannot make kiddush avod. Let's say they are on the goyish government, and the goyish government does not let them make kiddush avod. You know, by the chashmenoyim during that time, that one of the things that they wanted to do away with the gzeiros that the yevonim made was against making kiddush avod. So let's say they couldn't do it, but the chachamim in chutzulavas could do it. In such a case, even though the biggest gedolim are in Eretz Yisrael, but since they cannot be kaveh the chodesh, maybe in such a case the chachamim in the chutz laaretz are also able to do it, because you see basically the great chachamim can sometimes do kiddush chodesh in chutz laaretz. So, but there's only a condition that they must be the greatest. So maybe if the greatest are in Eretz Yisrael, and they are in Chutzlos, they have not, also Gedoylem, but not as great as the ones in Eretz Yisrael. But the Eretz Yisrael have an oynes and cannot be kaveh the chodesh. So then maybe the Chutzlos Chachamim can do it. So he says on this he didn't find it in the Rambam. He says he did not find it in the Gemara. He didn't find it any place except in a Toysavis in Sanhedrin. Toysavis in Sanhedrin and Daf Yud Aleph on the base. I'll read you the Toysavis. Toysavis quotes the Yerushalmi. See, in Sanhedrin, by the way, beginning with around, I don't know exactly, around Daf Yud Aleph, Yud Base, Yud Gimel, is a whole sugya about Kiddush HaChodesh. So in Yud Aleph on the base, the last Toysavis, in Me'abrim HaShon El B'Yehuda. So, let me find the Yerushalmi. Just a second. Where is this? Yes. Oh, the Yerushalmi of Omer. Oh, here. Ella, the other Rabbi Kiva, Shloinia, Kamoisoi, Samku, Rabbi Shimon ben Yehoshadok, Behoda. Now he's from the Gemara and Brochus Mashma, Meuvda, the Chalanya, the Kvius, Mamish. Ubi Yerushalmi Amrinon, the last part of Toysavis. The Hedya, the Kashi'en Yecholim La'aber Oiso, the Eretz Yisrael, if they cannot make the Ibu Hashon in Eretz Yisrael, Me'abrim Oiso Bechutzul Eretz. And the Yerushalmi gives you names. Yirmi Yohanovi Yecheskel Boruch Ben-Eriyo, Ibru Bechutzul Eretz. Hodo Maisi Uvdu the Chananyo, and so on. So the Yerushalmi says often, if the Chachamim in Eretz Yisrael cannot do it, so then the Chachamim in Chutzul Eretz can do it. It's a Yerushalmi. And they bring a raya from Yirmiyahu HaNavi and Yecheskel HaNavi. That they actually did like this. And notice, the Yerushalmi speaks about Ibu. But according to the Rambam, Ibu and Kviyas HaChodesh goes together. That's Bederekwan, the accepted opinion. So he found it in the Yerushalmi, and anyway, Taisus found the Yerushalmi. But the Minchas Chinuch, he asks Gewaldige Kasha on this Yerushalmi quoted in Toysavis. You see, the din of Eretz Yisrael, you all know this halacha. There were two Kedushas, Kedusha Rishayin and Kedusha Shniyah. Kedusha Rishayin, the Gemara Paskins, Kitcho, Lashaito, Voloi Kitcho, Lasset Lavoi. The first Kedusha was only for its time. But once they went into Golus, that Kedusha became bottle. But Kedusha Shniyah, which is the Kedusha of Ezra and Nehemiah, the first Kedusha is by Yehoshua. The second Kedusha is by Ezra and Nehemiah. We paskin Kedusha Shniyah, Kitcha L'Shaita, V'Kitcha L'Otit Lavoi. So which means, when the Kedusha of Yeshua became bottle, so Eretz Yisrael lost its Kedusha. That's a given din in many places in Shas, and the Rambam paskins like this, and all everyone paskins like this. So Mamela, the Minchas Chinuch asks a gewaldige kasha. What's the raya from these Nevi'im of Yirmiyah and Yecheskel? They were in Chutzul Eretz at the time, and they made the Ibur Hashana because the Eretz Yisrael like Chachamim were unable to do it al pi oynas. Some of the government, the Goyish government, didn't let. He says, they were already at the time when the Kedusha Rishayna was bottled. When the Kedusha Rishayna was bottled, so Kedusha, there's no more Kedusha as Eretz Yisrael is equal to Chutzul Eretz. There's no more Kedusha. The Kedusha became bottled. If that's the case, If that's the case, what's the rai from the, you know why they were able to do it? Because at that time the Kedusha Soros didn't exist anymore. And the Minchas Chinuch quotes a gewaldige rai from a Gemara in Megillah. You all know this Gemara. Now the Gemara says in Daf Yudalit, but regarding Hallel also you only make it on a nes that happened in Eretz Yisrael. But by Megillah, the Gemara discusses, can you make Hallel on the Nes Shebechutzul Oretz? So it says there, the Atshele Nitcharo Ha'oretz, before Eretz Yisrael was chosen to be the Eretz, the Kedusha, Kol Ha'aretz Ha'esuchshiru, all, you could say a Nes on the Nisim that happened, no matter where. Ach, Mishe Nitcharo Ha'oretz, Lo'yuchshar, however, after Eretz Yisrael took on Kedusha, then only on the Nes in Eretz Yisrael. So he says, the Gemara says, Kivon Shegolu Chozru Lehefsher Marishon. The Hainu, that's been in Golus Bavel, by Bavos Bavel, the Kedusha Rishoyna already had been bottled, and the Kedusha Shniyah only came back during Ezra and Nehemiah. So Meila, the Minchas Chinuch asks, and that's a gewaldige kasha. What's the raya of the Yerushalmi from Yecheskel and Nehemiah? At that time there was no Kedusha Soretz. And as the Gemara in Megillah says, when there's no Kedusha Soretz, Chutzul Oretz and Eretz Yisrael are equal. So of course that's why they could do it, because there was no Eretz Yisrael anymore. And the Menachas Chinuch gives a beautiful teretz. And for the Menachas Chinuch, he elaborates on this. I'll tell you soon the chilek between Kedusha Rishayin and Kedusha Shniyah. But first, let me first tell you the teretz of the Menachas Chinuch. The Menachas Chinuch says, he quotes a Rambam. The Rambam Hilchos Beis Abchira says that even though Kedusha Rishayin and Kedusha Shaito, v'loy Kedusha Lasad Lo, but that's only on Kedusha Seoretz for Tchumus and Maizkas. But for Kodshim, for Karbonos, for the Beis Hamikdash, that Kedusha never became bottled. So I'll just first just accept. I'll explain this why this is so in a second. But first, if you accept this premise, everything is good. As the Gemara in Sanhedrin already says that in the same sugi in Dafyut Aleph, the Gemara has to, from where do we know we require Eretz Yisrael? Either from as the Rambam quotes Ki Metzion Teitz Tzoreh Dvar Hashem Yerushalayim, or Mi Lashichnoi Tidrashel Neshama. That's a pasuk by Korbanos. So, and the Rambam says on this that even though Kedusha Rishayna became bottle, but Kedusha Shechina, not Kedusha for Tumas Maisis, never became bottle. So, the Meiler, if that's the case, and also Yerushalayim, the Kedusha Yerushalayim also never became bottle. That's what the Rambam says. I'll soon read you the whole Rambam. So, the Meiler, the Menachas Chinuch says as follows. The din that you require Eretz Yisrael does not require Kedusha Seoretz of Trumus and Maizchus. The whole makor is the pasuk Lashichna Itid Rashi or Kimusim Teitzasir Dvar Hashem Yerushalayim. So Kedusha Yerushalayim never became bottled, even by Kedusha. Once there was Kedusha Rishayna, that Kedusha never became bottled because Kedusha Shechina does not become bottled. That's what the Rambam says. Also, the Meilan, the Menachas Chinuch gives a very good teretz. For Kiddush HaChodesh, you don't need the Kiddush of Trumas HaMaisus. That is for Trumas HaMaisus depend on Kiddush HaSoretz. But Kiddush HaSamikdosh, and for that matter, Kiddush HaChodesh goes with that. Since that existed, so the Meilan, For that, there was an Eretz Yisrael, and the Meilah, if they made Kiddush HaChodesh or Ibir HaShonim Chutz LaAretz, is a simen that whenever it's impossible to do it in Eretz Yisrael, you may do it in Chutz LaAretz. So it's a beautiful teretz. But first, let me, if you never learned this, let me. It's hard to understand. So I'll tell you the Rambam in Perek Vav Filchos Beis Abchira. I'm telling you a very important ideas, but since you may not know it, so I'll go over it. In Perek Vav of Beis Abchira, listen to what the Rambam says. In Halacha already Yudalit, the Rambam says that they were Mekadesh Eretz Yisrael for Korbonos, and he says, ובאמן הסקצ'ה בקדושה ראשונה, שקדשה שלמה, שהוא קידש עזורו בירושלים לשייטון וקדשה לעשות לבוי. אז ירושלים, and for Korbonos, and he was מקדש להם לשייטון and for לעשות לבוי. And therefore the Rambam says, strictly על פי דין, the Rambam says, מתירוך מקריבים Korbonos כולן, you could bring Korbonos even today. I'm not going to, this is a separate issue, but the Rambam does say this. Then the Rambam explains. Listen to this beautiful Rambam. Lama ani oimer b'mikdash v'Yerushalayim kedusha rishayin kitzel osolav. Why do I say that for that the kedusha of the Beis Hamikdash and Yerushalayim is kadosh forever from the beginning? Ubekedusha shar eretz Yisrael inyan shviyas u'maisyas u'chayotz u'loy kitzel losod lavoy. Why is the kedusha rishayin on eretz on Beis Hamikdash and on Yerushalayim for Korbonos is forever, and the Kedusha for Trumas and Maizkas and Shviyas is not lefi shekdusha samikdash v'yerushalayim mipnei hashchina v'shchina eina b'teila. Beis hamikdash in Yerushalayim, that's the makom of the shchina, and the shchina doesn't become bottle. Like it says in Pasuk, v'hashimoisi as mishne megillah, v'hashimoisi as mikdashechem, v'yomru chachamim, that's a mishne megillah, aval pi sheshoimimim, b'kdushosan hein omdim. So the Gemara darshins that when it comes to the Beis HaMikdash, which is the Kedusha Shechina, it says, V'hashimoisi yas mikdashechem, afal pi sheshoimimim, even after the Churban, b'kdushosan hein omdim. Aval chiyuv ha'oras b'shiyus u'maisres, ein ha'yelunim shu kibush rabim. How would they make Kaddish Eretz Yisrael? By kibush, they conquered Eretz Yisrael. The kibon shenilkech ha'oras miyideihem, Botla kibush. How were they mekadesh the first time by Yeshua, when Yeshua conquered Eretz Yisrael? That itself was the kibush. Then Yeshua made the bezdin and they were mekadesh Eretz Yisrael. But it was the kibush that enabled them to do it. So b'meila, the Rambam says, since it's the kibush, when they were when they went into Golus, they lost the koyach. As long as they were koyvesh Yisrael, the kedusha was chal. But once they went into Golus, the kedusha became bottle. However, the Rambam says the kivan sheola Ezra vekitsha loy bekitsha bekibush ela bechazaka. As the Rambam explains the chilek between kedusha rishayin and kedusha shniyah. So kedusha rishayin was with al yidei kibush, and kibush means with koyach. So once the Yidden were chased out of Eretz Yisrael and went into Golus Bavel, so they lost their Koyach, they lost their Kedusha. But the Kedusha Shnei of Ezra Nehemiah was not done with Koyach, but Bechazake, by settling in Eretz Yisrael. Sheikh Zikubo, Ulficha Kalmokam, Sheikh Zikubo, Ile Bavel, and Skadesh, Bekedushas Ezra Hashnei, who mekudesh hayom, it's kodosh even today, and it's chayiv and tchumas ha-maisres. So you see, notice the Rambam says as follows: for tchumas ha-maisres, there was a kedusha rishayin which became bottle. Why did it become bottle? Because the kedusha came through kibush, through koyach, and once they went into Golus, the koyach was gone and the kedusha was gone. But kedusha shniyah, which was done by Ezra Nehemiah, did not come al yedei kibush. But al yedei chazaka, and the Yidden were mafsik, they settled and took over the land of Eretz Israel. So never became bottle, because it was not done with koyach. So that's the Rambam's explanation for the chilik between kedusha rishayin and kedusha shniyah. And the Rambam also says, however, kedushas mikdash was mekudesh once, and that Shlomo HaMelech did this. And once he did it, it was chal forever. And he quotes the pasuk, "V'hashimoyis shiyas mikdashechem afal pi sheim b'shmolo kedushoson b'mikoyin." The kedusha is chal. Now, so Meila, the Menachas Chinuch says very well. Even though the kedusha shniyah was bottle, the kedusha rishayna was bottle, but for kiddush achodesh, you don't need the kedusha of trumas ha'maisres, because that trumas ha'maisres depend on the land. Kiddush HaChodesh has nothing to do with the land. So man, all you need is that there should be a Kiddush HaSo'oretz. So there was, all you need is Kiddush HaSmikdash and Kiddush HaShirushalayim, and that never became bottle. So the man, the Menachas Chinuch gives that's a very beautiful teretz to answer the kasha of, the Menachas Chinuch himself answers his own, the kasha is a beautiful kasha, and the teretz is a beautiful teretz. By the way, I should point out to you, but the Rambam makes the chilek between kibush and chazaka is a difficult Rambam. The Mishnah already in the Radvaz, they already asked this kasha, because they say, what do you mean? What's the chilek between chazaka and kibush? Just like if they were mekadosh with chazaka, so when they were chased out into the other galus, so they also lost it. What's the chilek? I'm not going to discuss this kasha, but I'm sure that this, as I'm talking, I'm sure this kasha must come to your mind. So you have to take a look in the Kesef Mishnah and the Radvaz over here. They try to give all the Mephoshim try to give explanations, But the Emma says, after all the explanations are given, the kasha is a simple kasha, but the terutzim they give are not so simple. But that's a sugya by itself. So again, the kasha of the Menachas Chinuch was, what's the raya from Yirmiyah and Yecheskel that they made Ibu Hashon or Kiddush HaChodesh and Chusul Oretz because they couldn't make it in Eretz Yisrael? Maybe the reason why they were able to do this is because then there was no more Kiddush HaOretz. So his answer is not there was no Kiddush HaOretz for Trumas HaMaisches. But for Kiddush HaChodesh you don't need the Kiddush of Trumas HaMaisches. Of Trumas HaMaisches that it depends on the land itself. Kiddush HaChodesh has to do with what comes down from Shumayim. So Meila, that depends on Kiddush HaMikdash and Kiddush HaYerushalayim, and that never became proper. So according to the Rambam, you have a very good teretz to discuss it. Now, I heard another teretz from my Rebbe, from Rav Soloveitchik, Sechon Lebrochen, on the Menchas Chinuch Kasha. It's the Mahalach is very similar, but he gave it. I'll tell you of his also a very beautiful teretz. He said over this klal many times. He used to say, and that's known briske teure, that in Eretz Yisrael there's kedusha soretz and there's shame Eretz Yisrael. For instance, let's say Kedusha Rishon became bottle, and the Gemara says, "Harbei orim dot mikrofshe oile mitzrayim v'lo kitshum oile babel." So the oile babel did not conquer all the places which the oile mitzrayim did. So the Gemara has a halacha on this. So it means all what the oile mitzrayim conquered became bottle, it became bottle for Kedusha Soretz, but it did not lose its shame Eretz. It still has a shame Eretz as well, and it makes a chilek for many dinim. In the Rambam has it in three cases. For instance, the din is the Rambam Hilchos Sanhedrin Perek Dalet says smicha can only be given in Eretz Yisrael, not in Chutz Loretz. However, the Rambam says, if you give smicha in those parts that the Oile Mitzrayim conquered, even though the kedusha became bottle, but for smicha, it's still called Eretz Yisrael. Because once the Eden were mekadosh, it lost its kedusha its kedusha so oretz for trumas and maisres, but the shame Eretz Yisrael that it belongs to us, that it's still the Rambam has it by smicha. And the Rambam has the same thing by Kiddush HaChodesh. The Rambam says often by Kiddush HaChodesh, if you could do it where the Oile Mitzrayim were Mekadesh. So why? Because it's still called Eretz Yisrael. By the way, the Rambam does not give this explanation. The explanation that I heard from Rav Soloveitchik, and also by Egla Rufa. And Egla Rufa, the Gemara says, and the Rambam paskens like this, is only in Eretz Yisrael. And the Rambam says often, however, if in those places where the Oile Mitzrayim and Mekadosh is, that's Kedusha Rishona, you could also have the din of Egla Rufa. So in three cases, the Rambam says this. So Melo, he gave the Lomdus is very similar to what the Menchas Chinuch says, just a different emphasis. Whereas the Menchas Chinuch says that Kiddush HaChodesh depends on Kedushas Mikdosh. So he says for Kiddush HaChodesh, all you need is no Kedusha. You need the Shem Eretz as well. So Meila, since Yirmiyah and Yecheskelanov, he lived in the places which were Mekudish by Oile Mitzrayim. So Meila, there was a shame. The shame Eretz Yisrael never became bottle, and therefore they were. So there was an Eretz Yisrael, and Nafal became. They made it in Chutz Loretz. So the Meila. That's how he answered the question. No, this is he repeat. There are many nafkiminas in this definition, that there's a chilek between kedushas haaretz for Trumas and Maisres, for all kinds of dinim, and for the shame Eretz Yisrael. I'll tell you the best thing would be to tell you is that, let's say for Yishuv Eretz Yisrael, are you mekayim the mitzvah of Yishuv Eretz Yisrael only if you live in the places which Ezra and Nechemya took over? Or even if you live where Yehoshua, where the Kedusha became batel. So if you say Yishuv for Oretz depends on the shame Eretz Yisrael, then you mekayim it. But if you say it depends on the Kedusha, on the Kedusha, we have Kedusha Shniya, but it's not so, but even with Kedusha Shniya, there are other requirements. This would be a good chilik. There are many other, but the Etzem idea of making a chilik between Kedusha Oretz and the shame Eretz Yisrael was already developed before Brisk. Did you ever hear the Sefer Kafta Veferach? Kafta Veferach is a famous Sefer written by a Rishon. I forgot his name. A very long story or something like this. We have it. He gives you all the Kafta Veferach goes over all the boundaries of Eretz Yisrael exactly. Kedusha Rishon, Kedusha Shniya, and there he speaks about. He doesn't use the term shame Eretz Yisrael. He uses the Eretz Yisrael HaNefcheres, that Hashem chose, that this is the Eretz HaNefcheres, Eretz Yisrael is the Eretz HaNefcheres. It's like, just like we are the chosen nation, Eretz Yisrael is the chosen land. So the captive Pharaoh that he makes chilukim between the Eretz HaNefcheres, which was promised to Avraham Avinu, in all the parshiyos and bereishis, the Rebbein Shlom promised it to the Ovos. And so that he says never became bottom. The Kedusha Soares for Trumas Umaisres, that started with Kedusha Rishon, when Yeshua conquered Eretz Yisrael, and then finally by the second Kedusha of Ezra and Nehemiah. But so anyway, in Brisk they call this, there's a shame Eretz Yisrael which does not depend on Kedusha Soares. It depends on the Kedusha Rishona, or according to the Kafta Veferach, it goes back to all the places where the HaKadosh Baruch Hu promised to the Avos. So this may include much more than what Ezra and Nehemiah did. So these are two beautiful terutzim to the Minchas Chinuch's kasha. And now, There's an interesting din by Kiddush HaChodesh that you don't find any other place. See, but the Gemara says, and there's a whole sugi in Sanhedrin on this, that Edom have to come and say, we saw the new moon. And then there's a drisha b'chakira, they question them, both they make drishas and chakiras, and if they find them to, and it must be kosher Edom, and so on. But there's an interesting din. And let's say they make Kiddush HaChodesh by even the apostle Eidim. But the Eved, the Kiddush HaChodesh is chal. Only Lekatchila, they question them and so on. But they made a big mistake, makes no chilik. If they were mekadesh, the Gemara darshins, the Gemara in the Menachas Chinuch has a whole discussion on this. He quotes the Gemara, the entire sheimedag dekin beitz chodesh shafilu kitshu as chodesh al pi edim v'nim to zomimim. The edim turn out to be edim zomimim. Harayze mekudesh. Why? Atam afilu shoygigim, atam afilu mutim, atam afilu anusim. Now the Gemara darshins from a pasuk. Atam means it's up to the bezdin to do make kiddush. It's in their hands. So really, atam the Gemara darshins means even if by mistake you make the kiddush chodesh by pasul eidus, but the evidence good. Like atchila, you do not. You have to question them and so on. But if not, it's chal. So here also the Menachas Chinuch points out that the chilek in this din. So it goes like this. I'll make it brief. The katchila, you question the Edom and you find out everything. So if Beis Din discovers before they were mekadesh the chodesh that the Edom are no good, and then they're not allowed to make kiddush chodesh. However, if they did make kiddush chodesh anyway, then b'di'evet it's chalbat. So it depends when Beis Din discovers this. If Beis Din discovers this before they made kiddush chodesh, then Beis Din is not allowed to. And if they do mistama, this I don't know if it's such a case. But if Beis Din discovers that the apostle ate them after they made the kiddush chodesh already, then everyone agrees. So it's the Gemara, the Rambam, that atem afilu shoygegim, atem afilu mezidim, atem afilu onsim, anusim. That's what the Menachas Chinuch points out. Except the Menachas Chinuch has a suffix. Does this thing also apply by Ibur Hashonah? Do we also have this thing of atem afilu shoygegim, atem afilu mezidim? If they make a mistake or bemezit the kiddush, the ibur hashon is chal. So he quotes that achoinim discuss it. He quotes an oida b'Yehuda, who says that by ibur hashon it does not apply. Only by in the Gemara and in the Rambam we only find it by kiddush chodesh. They do not mention it by ibur hashon. However, the Menachas Chinuch found. Where is this? Just a second. It's a Teiras Koyanim. It's not so gefährlich to know the exact place. In Teiras Koyanim it says often that it applies equally to Kiddush HaChodesh and Ibur HaShana. The halach of Atam Afilu Shoygigim, Atam Afilu Mezidim, Atam Afilu Anusim, that with the Eved, just like the Kiddush HaChodesh is Chal, so also the Ibur HaShana is Chal. The Menachas Chinuch, we don't have time to start. I'll stop with this. I went over some of the main halachas. I will see if I'll continue with Kiddush HaChodesh. I'll do.